Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. The You Talking to Me Tuesday edition. Fancy Brian, you talking to me.
Hey, what's going on? You talking to me?
I am talking to you. And I'm talking to Evan. He's here with me in the world headquarters. Beautiful Madison, Wisconsin. And if you can hear my voice, at least across Wisconsin, you're probably under tornado watch. Severe weather could be in the future. So, you know, keep it tuned right here. We'll update you if necessary. But couple of different show notes. Batman, Matt Rothschild, co-deviling throughout the entire 4 o'clock, the second hour of this day, if you're, you know, not paying attention. But I know you are, so you'll be okay. And Elon Musk claims he's going to re-platform Donald Trump. Oh, do you remember those glorious days when Trump was on Twitter, Fancy Brian? Do you remember those days?
I now kind of like it because he was limited in his ability to say things.
You mean you like the current lifetime banning from the Twitter because you don't have to live and die by whatever he tweets off on the toilet in the morning, right?
I guess by giving him that toilet tweet ability and the candidness with which he spoke, it's nice to be able to let him let that out because I'm afraid that now he's just holding it and not saying it to everybody and I can't hear it.
Well, he's saying it. He's saying it, but it gets ignored somehow. You know, the malfeasance of the Trump administration somehow is being forgotten rapidly. You know, just the good days. Oh, didn't Trump give us good days? Not like this current guy, that Joe Biden guy. And the high gas prices and the inflation. You know, I sure do remember the good old days when Donald Trump was the president. You know, there's people out there longing at this moment. I'm not one of them, but they're out there longing for the Trump presidency and perhaps a return to those good old days. And in that framework, in that thought process, I'm kind of glad if Elon Musk gives Donald Trump a Twitter account again. You know what? Not because I want to have to react to it each and every day. I mean, for what, like 5 years, Fancy Brian? We did this show from basically the Trump presidency forward. You joined us in, like, you know, right around the inauguration time. Right around the time Donald Trump became the president, we started doing this show at least through Milwaukee, and you joined us on the airwaves, and Trump was tweeting pretty much all the way until January 6th of 2021. What was the relevance of that date again? I forget, Fancy.
I believe there was a very nice tour of the U.S. Capitol.
Oh, that's right. All the Patriots came on down for the Capitol tour. And, you know, some feces-spreading shenanigans. Anyways, you talking to me. Well, Elon Musk is giving Donald Trump a platform to talk to, what, 81 million Americans, something like that. Or I should clarify, 81 million Twitter people and Twitter bots, Twitter accounts worldwide. Because Trump had a lot of followers. A lot of people love that Twitter account. I think for a while, even at Devil Radio, the Devil's Advocates fine Twitter stream, I think we were following Trump. Kind of had to. You know, and he'd tweet out fine stuff in the morning, stuff like Covfefe. You remember the Halcyon Covfefe days?
And that was fun. We had a little blast. We had to make little jokes, and you know, he kept it all out in the open. He felt open enough to tell everybody about things. At least it was there. And maybe he sometimes incriminates himself, huh?
Well, I remember when he tweeted out "Liberate Michigan," and then ironically they tried to kidnap the governor of Michigan, Gretchen Whitmer. You know, those good old days. You know, when Trump would incite riots and actions against political leaders. Good old days. Can't wait till he's back on that platform. And I don't get it, Fancy Brian, because I'm not a big Twitter guy. And, you know, if you look at our Twitter page, what's the homepage called in Twitter? Is it our landing page? What's it called?
For the Devil Radio? Is it Devil Radio?
Devil Radio, yeah.
At Devil Radio.
But, you know, it's not like a big pursuit in my life. I don't cruise the Twitter. I'm not like your young Luke buddy.
Doom scrolling?
Yeah. He's on Twitter all the time. Something wrong with that man. Something very, very wrong with that man. Anyways, Elon threatens to put Trump back on Twitter. So, you know, watch that space. And the president of the United States, Joe Biden, well, he did a little talking today as well. Starts with sort of a strange situation. Biden had a little speech to give, and Rick Scott, the senator from Florida, well, he's been the target of some recent Biden animus. And why is that? Well, Rick Scott put out a stupid frickin' proposal. You know, we want to tax everybody, we the Republicans, and we want to sunset Medicare and Social Security in 5 years. You know, these are some really damn popular ideas you got. And, of course, Republicans, at least Joe Biden's got the good sense to run against the platform being put out by Rick Scott. You know, the Republicans don't really have a clear party agenda platform other than taking away women's rights, etc. But they don't write it down. They don't really give you something to target. And Rick Scott wrote down all the stuff you don't normally say out loud. And so Joe Biden's been going after him. Well, anyways, here is the statement released by Florida Republican Senator Rick Scott today. And it's sort of an attack on Biden. And then we've got Biden's response and the sound. Let's be honest here. Joe Biden is unwell. He's unfit for office. He's incoherent, unlike Rudy. Incapacitated and confused. He doesn't know where he is half the time. He's incapable of leading, and he's incapable of carrying out his duties, period. Everyone knows it. No one's willing to say it, but we have to for the sake of our country. Joe Biden can't do the job. A little bit from Chris Cillizza at CNN. This unproven notion that Biden is somehow enfeebled has been kicking around conservative media and Trump-allied circles for some time now. The evidence usually revolves around clips of Biden misspeaking or stumbling over his words, and the fact that at age 79, he is the oldest person ever to serve as president. And let's not forget, of course, Rick Scott wants to what? Run for president! So he's taking pot shots at Joe Biden, my president. He's your president. He's our president. Let's hear from our president, Joe Biden, if you would. Him responding, or at least taking a little shot at Rick Scott. Cut 10.
Their plan is to raise taxes on 75 million American families, over 95% of whom make less than $100,000 a year total income. The average tax increase would be about $1,500 per family.
Well, let's hear more about this wonderful Republican plan. Joe Biden, cut 11.
The Republican plan is to increase taxes on the middle-class families, let billionaires and large companies off the hook as they raise profits, raise prices, and reap profits at record amounts. And it's really that simple.
So Rick Scott goes after Joe Biden, the president. Got to make sure I'm saying this right. And Joe Biden's about to respond to it. And here's the bad news, people. If you're a Joe Biden fan, and I am, I'm a Joe Biden fan. Joe Biden kind of stumbles here a bit, you know, trying to answer the senator from Wisconsin. Well, Rick Scott, of course, is the senator from Florida. Ron Johnson is the senator from Wisconsin. And Ron Johnson, well, he's all down for the Rick Scott agenda. It's not like they're not married at the agenda. But Joe Biden misspeaks a bit, but let's see how it plays out on the radio. If you would, Fancy Brian, I think we're up to cut number 12.
You called out Rick Scott. You called out Rick Scott a little while ago in your remarks. Earlier today, anticipating your remarks, he said, and I'm just quoting here, that the best thing, most effective thing Joe Biden can do to solve the inflation crisis he created is resign. He's the problem. The senator added later, Joe Biden is unwell, he's unfit for office, he's incoherent, incapacitated, and confused. These are his words. Offering you a chance to respond to that.
I think the man has a problem.
I think the man has a problem. You know, I'm rubber, you're glue, whatever you say about me bounces off me and sticks onto you. A little petty, a little juvenile, a little politics as usual, you might say. Attacking Joe Biden as incapacitated, enfeebled, unable to lead. You know, I find it so ironic because I will readily admit Joe Biden occasionally, like yours truly, Uncle Joe misspeaks and I misspeak. So I'm like Joe in that regard. You know, it's hard to speak and not misspeak or stumble or, you know, bite your tongue or whatever I do. Happens to me, happens to the best of us, and it certainly happened to Donald Trump constantly. I mean, the guy could not string a coherent sentence together many times. A lot of word salad being dropped out there, and those Republicans, they would just gobble up that word salad from Donald Trump. Oh, he's the greatest. I don't know what the hell he's talking about, but oh, we love this man. But somehow Joe Biden, you know, if he drops a stutter or, you know, forgets a detail like where Rick Scott's from, well, of course, he's not capable of leading. I'm not sure where I'm going with this, but, you know, I think both parties cast these aspersions at the other's leader because neither man has really demonstrated a real sharp intellect at times. A real clear ability to communicate with the people. Well, that's what you tune in to the devil's advocates for. And then I disappoint you because I often stumble, kind of like Uncle Joe. Come back. You could misspeak on the phones at 844-967-2789. I even had to think about that. It's a Tuesday. More devil's advocates. We'll be right back.
You talking to me?
Are you talking to me?
Well, who the hell else are you talking to? Talking to me?
You're a lying dog-faced pony soldier.
Well, I'm the only one here.
Diversity and diversity.